I know the enemy made a bid. He should have known better, but he's stupid. Amen. He made a bid, and people working with him tried to, common way of saying it, a world way of saying it, he tried to throw a monkey wrench into what God was doing here and in the church at large. But he will suffer the loss. He will suffer the consequence. Oh, yeah, it may have shook up some saints, but there's a remnant always going to stay faithful to God. Amen. And I thank God for his faithfulness to us. No matter where we go or what happens, God remains the same. He meets us where we are, helps us through every challenge, every battle, every circumstance that comes our way. He wants us to learn, and I shall this morning, for the remaining time that I have, I shall, by his Spirit, articulate to you with the anointing that he placed on me the value of knowing how to walk with him by faith and not by sight. And how real he is and how real he can be to you. Some give up because of circumstances. Some give up because of bad reports. Some become weakened because of pressure come. But I come to strengthen your faith. I come to encourage you to walk this walk of faith, because it is the only real true walk to walk and be successful in this life with all that's coming up on the earth, that is in the earth. This is the only walk that is a safe walk, victorious walk, overcoming walk, triumphal walk. Nothing can stop this walk of faith. Everything been thrown at the church, everything that people know and don't know, and everything the devil could come up with to use people to do, everything he could use in his scheming and conniving, has not succeeded to annihilate the church, and he'll never do it because we're here to stay. This is not his world, this is God's world. Amen. I said amen. He said, the earth is the Lord's. Am I right? And the what? Fullness thereof. The world and they that what? Dwell therein. Satan didn't create this world. He didn't create people. It was God that did it. Now he created this world of evil, and he has suffered the consequence for it. He better enjoy it, because he's just got a few more days. Amen. And we are out to rescue everyone we can. I want you to be as strong as you can be, because the Bible says what? Be strong in the Lord. Didn't he say it? And in the power of his might. Put on, dress up. Hallelujah. And wear his armors. Amen. Because the armor he telling us to put on has been tried and proven. Hallelujah. That if you dress up in it, you're sure to win. And that's the good news about it. I want to continue on that. I started this, well, this is fourth Sunday, right? I started this the second Sunday. And of course, you know, let me say this before I start preaching, teaching. Of course, you know, this is, I took a few Sundays off and had some of you guys speaking. What an awesome job you did. And I'm so appreciative. And one thing a father loves is to see his children and those that he's served grow and blossom, and you have done that, and and what testimony we were able to hear and what word we heard, that how they took the word of God and came through their ordeal, and they was winners, overcomers. Because as sure as you live godly, you will have to deal with persecution. You have to deal with opposition. But thank God we are winners. Amen. So the Lord have instructed me and to go back to the fundamental of the faith, because this, it just need reiterated, need emphasized, and need to be encouraged, because many are still, some people just came into this faith walk or this grace walk with God, and everybody need to grow up in the Lord, and we have to constantly remember that we have new converts, new believers. Probably some watching us. Some of you may be here today. You're not real sure of your stand with the Lord. So we want to make sure that everybody have a basic Bible knowledge of the Word of God. And the subject of faith is just one, there's many aspects. And we are covering the faith part of it, but we'll say some things along the way to make sure you understand what makes faith work. But we want to take it, so to speak, just unravel it so you can look into it and have a spiritual understanding of this word. God is not some fantasy, idle tale, as the enemy will have you to think, and there's nothing wrong with you. Say that with me. Say, there's nothing wrong with me. See, Satan been telling you that you can't get it, something wrong with you. Nothing wrong with you. You just need teaching. And a person that's willing, that is teachable and has a willing heart and willing to learn, you find out you can overcome any opposition. We want to eliminate everything that has to do with man's opinion and religion. I qualify that religion, ideas of just the religious practice that people do. Now, James says what? How did he say good religion? How did he say that? James said that a person that is walking in the way of that would bring blessing to people, it's God, it's good. But when you just religious, just doing stuff because somebody else is doing it, or you picked it up from somebody else and it wasn't, and no word in it, that's the kind of religion he says, stay away from that stuff, because it is phony, it's empty. It's phony, it's empty. It will never bring any results. You just put on a show. Amen. Amen. And try to make you look good in the neighborhood. But it won't bring any results that'll last. But I know what he said now, and once I got to the scripture.